How's your audio?
I think my audio is good, man. Well, how's it sound in your ears?
Blow things like ace. Welcome, everybody, to Georgia Archery Podcast number 3. And as you can tell, I have a new co-host is going to help me work this thing out, Mr. Robbie Surface.
What's up?
So y'all will start hearing him a lot more probably because he's going to be around and it's easier to play off somebody else.
Well, I appreciate you having me, man. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Like I said, we just here to hang out like a loose tooth and
Hey, don't be stealing my line.
I figured you was going to get that way, right?
Oh, yeah. So how's it been going, man?
Been going good. We had the GBAA state target this past weekend, and, man, it was a blast to shoot that field round. You know, I wish more three deers would come out and try it, especially that one because it was 3 arrows per target, 10, 20 targets per round. It wasn't a lot of arrows. It wasn't as hard. It wasn't as many as a regular field. And it was, I mean, it's a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, it looks like it. I wish I could have made it, man, working on Saturday and then the daughter's birthday party on Sunday kind of done me in. But it looks like a lot of fun looking at all the pictures and seeing the targets and kind of knowing where it was set up and all. I would imagine that is a load of fun.
Well, we had a pretty good crowd considering it was the holiday weekend.
Yeah, well, it looks like some folks shot some good scores on it, too.
Yeah, I mean, Tyler Hale came in and had never shot it before and then turned around and just, you know, wore it out. He put on a clinic.
Yeah, he did. Him and Blake Reagan both shot well.
Yeah, they had a good time. I shot with them on their first round on Sunday, and we laughed and giggled the whole time. So that's what makes archery fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So. But, yeah, that, and it was holiday weekend, you know, remember the fallen heroes. We wouldn't be doing what we're doing today without them. So, I mean, that was, you know, much respect for the holiday. You know, it wasn't just about cooking, on the grill and swimming in the pool.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely got to remember all of the heroes that are still with us and those that are not. You know, we couldn't do what we do if it wasn't for them, that's for sure.
That's a fact. But this podcast, we're going to do a little something different because this will be the first time that we've talked about shooting dates.
Right. But this is not a weekend review. This is kind of like a week coming up or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not a weekend review because we haven't talked about anything to review yet.
So, this is a weekend preview.
Weekend preview. There we go. So weekend preview. Well, it's going to be close to the weekend, and I'll be headed down to the big old Gator Cup. We're gonna go see some alligators.
Yeah, down in Florida.
Yep, we'll be in Gainesville, along with our probably about 600 of our favorite friends.
Wow.
So yeah, the U.S. Archery's USAT tour date and it's Gator Cup. So we'll be down there for Friday's practice, Saturday shoot, and Sunday OR rounds.
Well, man, y'all have a good time and drink plenty of water.
Yeah.
From what I hear, it's hot.
Yeah, I've already talked to a buddy of mine down there. He said it was 104 on the field, 109 at the hottest. So
wow,
I've just been drinking water like it's going out of style.
Yeah, I noticed you was going to the bathroom considerably more today than usual.
I'm trying to lube myself up.
Right. Well, yeah, and then also, I mean, it's a busy weekend. On June the 1st, Saturday, we have the S3DA regional team on point. That's the one that was moved from May the 4th to June the 1st because of the outdoor state target growth and all that went on with the growth and all.
Yep.
And having to move venues. They also had to move a shoot date around. So team on point will be shooting in Appling for an S3DA regional.
They also have guest classes for people who want to shoot.
Right. Yeah. That's the Culpepper shoot.
Yep. All right. Well, Satilla Archery down there in Braxton, Georgia will be shooting 3D this weekend. And you go down there and see David Metters. He's be putting on that shoot.
Yeah. They always put on a good shoot from what I hear.
Yep.
never been able to get down that way. It's hard to get to some of these Saturday shoots when your busiest days are on Saturday and having to take off work to go shoot them. But also on Saturday, Solid Rock is also going to be shooting over in Toccoa. That is a ACL archery church league shoot where it's for the youth.
For the youth, that's
yep.
cool.
Yep, it's for the youth. They run basically all the same classes as the S3DA and follow those rules and guidelines. And they got a good thing going over there, man. They have a very good thing going.
Well, while I'm in Florida, the Ace Archery will be having a shoot over here in Social Circle, Georgia.
Yeah, we just loaded the targets back in the trailer to get ready for that one.
Yep, so I'm going out to that, whichever's closer to you, you know.
And from what Steve was saying, he's wanting to kind of change the layout for that and go around there a little different. So that's going to make for a new and interesting shoot.
That's good.
Yep. All right. On down to Bullseye. Bullseye Archery in Hayhira.
Forgive us, but we know nothing about this shoot. It's on the list. So,
and not to interrupt, John, where can this list be found? It's on the Georgia Target Archery Facebook page, I know.
Yes, it's also on the GON listed. Tony Millsap put this out. He's the vice president of the GBAA, and he put this list together, and that's the list we're going off of.
Yeah. So never been to Hayhira to shoot, but hopefully they'll have a bunch of folks down that way or up that way or wherever Hayhira is and have a good turnout.
Yep. Well, Northridge is on this list, but from what I've understand in Meansville, they have canceled their shoot for this weekend.
Oh, okay. Huh. Well, doggone. Well, next up, Po' Boys down in Wrightsville. Troy and the guys at Po' Boys are putting on an ASA qualifier. So that's gonna be a good shoot. And Troy always does a fantastic job with setting their ranges. They've always got some good challenging ranges, I guess you could say.
Yeah, he does a great job. He puts a lot of blood, sweat, and tears on what he lays out, and he's got some great setups. I've pictures that I've seen and I've shot down there myself, and two clean ranges, real nice. Sometimes he'll set them up so that there are deer, like four or five deer at a feeder, and you have to shoot one of them.
Do you get to pick and choose one you shoot?
I don't remember. And then some bears that are kicking over the trash can. So he sort of makes a scene out of it sometimes, not just a target in the woods. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right, then. That sounds like a real fun place to shoot.
So that's all for this coming weekend. And I hope everybody gets out there and shoots this weekend. It is going to be hot and no rain. So we've had a lot of rain. We've had a lot of rain. And right now we're headed to drought. And, I like a little rain, but I like it during the week.
Yeah. I wish it would rain on, like, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, maybe, something like that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I know back when it was raining a lot and I had all the work going on at the house, it always seemed like it would rain on Sunday and Monday. Yep. Well, guess what days were off?
It's Sunday and Monday.
Sunday and Monday. That's so right. Guess when work is not happening?
Sunday and Monday. That's right. Well, we'll give you a little sneak peek, a look ahead. There's several more for the June 8th weekend. June 8th and 9th is the GAA, I apologize for that, the Georgia Archery Association State Joad Outdoor Event. And it's a two-day event. First time they've done it in a two-day event in a long time. They'll shoot their 72 arrows, just like if you would at Gator Cup. And then Sunday they'll come back and they'll actually shoot OR rounds. And every kid that is, because that's Joad's for the youth, every division will have their OR rounds. So it's not like if you, the other day when they had the Georgia Cup, they let the youth shoot the first day, but the second day they didn't have something for them.
Okay.
This year, the youth will get to shoot all their OR rounds.
Oh, wow. So some of those younger ones get to feel like the adults.
Exactly.
That's cool.
So they get to play the game too, even if you're a yeoman, bowman, whatever. They're all going to break out the OR
rounds. Do they shoot the same distances, or do they have a different set of...
Everybody has a different distances. Starts 25 meters. 30 meters, 50 meters, and then 60 meters for recurve, 70 meters for recurve, so forth. So,
okay, cool. What size targets do you guys? I don't compete too much in the field archery world or the outdoor
target
world.
So compound archers shoot at a 50 meters, adults do, and so do the young adults. And so, and they shoot at 50 meters and they shoot an 80 centimeter six ring face.
Nice.
And then, every compound shoots at that same face. So it doesn't matter if you're at the 25 meter, 30 meter, they're all shooting the 80 centimeter six ring face. If you're a recurve archer or a bare bow archer, you shoot at the 122 centimeter face.
That's the one I need to shoot.
That's the big one.
Yeah. Yeah. So the next time we have a night shoot or something, how much extra do I have to pay to get that big target?
You have to shoot it at 70 meters and we'll shoot at 50.
I got to shoot that one at 70.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Oh, okay.
Is that going to be okay with you?
That'd be fine.
So you would rather have the bigger target longer distance than the smaller target at shorter distance?
And 6 1/2
Exactly. So anyway, that's what that's coming up the next weekend. So what reason we're sneak peeking it is because we wanted to make sure that people get signed up for it. It's time to get signed up for it. It's a state championship. I mean, you know, and the kids, I mean, it's a lot of fun. It gives them a chance to, you know, try something that's different and local. So they don't have to go to a Gator Cup or to wherever and do the exact same thing as what they're going to do in Gator Cup this weekend.
Well, after we've talked about that for a minute, I think now is a perfect opportunity to kind of explain what the JOAD is. How many, I guess that's a rhetorical question. Yeah. How many people don't realize that there's a JOAD program and what it is? I know after we got done with 4-H, I had some parents asking, you know, is this it until next year or is there something to do?
Well, we talked about the S3DA last time we were together, you know, when I, you know, we talked about you hosting that. And so S3DA is a piece of the puzzle for something else to do. But JOAD is Junior Olympic Archery Development. And what it's based off of is the U.S. archery, which is based off the world archery. So it's a stepping stool into that direction. So if somebody ever had a dream of shooting a bow in the Olympics, this is the step to go into.
Okay.
So that's why it's Junior Olympic Archery Development.
I got you.
And so they start out age 7 is recognized, you know, and up.
Mm-hmm.
So the 9 through 12 year olds is a bowman, and that's what's on the national level. Mm-hmm. But at the state level, I mean, you show up in that, you can shoot it with the 7 year olds and you know, 5, 6, 7 year olds all together. So
gotcha.
They have a yeoman class at the state level.
Gotcha.
And so they reckon compound is compound. You know, if you have 3 pins or if you have 1 slider sight and long stabilizers, you're all compounds to compound.
At that level.
For the JOAD, that's just, they have compound is compound. And then recurve is recurve. Olympic style recurve has sights, stabilizers, the works, just like if you saw Brady Ellison or, you know, whoever shooting in the World Cup events in the recurves, that's the setup.
Gotcha.
But they also have a bare bow division, mm-hmm. and it's growing pretty good. And that is no sights, you know, no clicker, just string and arrows and you
so
know,
probably the most vintage way to do this.
Yes. In other places they call it trad.
Yeah.
But they just call it bare bow because essentially a kid could show up with a Genesis bow because that's considered bare bow also.
Right.
And still be in that division.
Gotcha.
But they break them out into boys and girls in ages.
Okay.
So you have bowman. I mean, you have yeoman, which is the youngest class we were talking about for the state level. You have bowman, then you have cub. Then you have cadet and juniors, and then everybody else that's over the age of 21 through the year of their 21st birthday, they're considered seniors. That's what we are, adults. So
I'm not a senior yet.
Yeah, that's what we are in U.S. archery. We're considered seniors.
Okay, well, consider my driver's license doesn't say.
I didn't think so, but.
Well, to kind of keep going on that, I know we have a JOAD program here.
Yes.
At ACE, but there's also an adult division.
Yeah.
For that, what are they? Is there a name?
Yes,
or?
That's the It's not AARP. All right.
That's what Steve qualifies for.
It's AAP. It's Adult Archery Program.
Okay.
So I always kid that they took the R out of it, you know, just left it there. But it's the Adult Archery Program. And most JOADs will bring on the Adult Archery Program because parents that shoot want to hang out with their kids and shoot their bows. So they bring in that program so that those parents can hang out. And then adults can continue going.
We've seen that happen with, I know of, I can think of two, if not three families right here at ACE since the creation of the 4-H program in Walton County.
Yes.
Ken Zidale and his family started with Caleb.
Yep.
And then now you've got the Tonellis started with Vincent.
Yep.
And then now you've got Craig and his wife, and I'm going to get in trouble because I have Kelly. I have completely sorry, Miss Kelly. Don't hold me. Don't beat me up too bad.
Went just fell out of your head, right?
Just disappeared.
Yeah. Well, that's what that is, and the only reason we're hitting it is because that is 2 weeks away. We're looking at the 8th, and that is a thing for someone to try. If you're in a JOAD program somewhere and have never tried an event, that's the first event to try. Yes, it's hot. Yes, it's out there. But you practice in the sun. You practice outdoors. Most JOAD programs are not as lucky as ours are that the AC runs in our range a lot.
Right.
So a lot of them are practicing out on the field somewhere, just like most 4-H's do. You know, they don't have a building that they can use. And so if you're going to go out there and practice on Sunday at your JOAD program, why don't you just show up at the JOAD, pay a little bit of money, and have some fun and try to win a medal.
Right. And you get to learn that, man. I mean, no better way to prepare for the next level by just practicing. You've got to put yourself in tournament atmospheres. I mean, you can sit here and pound errors all day at a piece of paper inside where there's nobody else competing against you. But, you know, when you get out there and get in a tournament atmosphere.
Well, you've always heard, there's plenty of backyard heroes, backyard champions. And it's a different story to put yourself in that spot. And the best part about it is you're putting yourself in that spot with all your friends that are in the state anyway. So it's not like you didn't show up at the big one. And I tell all the parents here when I coach and when I tell them, I was like, this is the tournament to try. When the first outdoor tournament that they try, and they go, well, why is that? And they're not ready yet. I was like, you'll never be ready until you show up.
That's right.
And it doesn't matter. I was told a long time ago that you got to go and lose it so you can learn how to win it.
That's right.
And, so that's, I'm not saying you're going to lose. I'm just saying you have to go do it so you learn how it works.
Yep, got
to
get your feet wet.
That's right. And that's what a better place than JOAD State.
Yep. Well, following that, on that same day, actually, there is another 3D tournament being held over in Dewey Rose, or up in Dewey Rose from where we are, I guess. Disciple Archery has got a 3D shoot going on that day.
And that's a good group of folks right there.
Yeah, it is. They just had an S3DA shoot, a regional, last weekend, I believe it was, and didn't hear anything but positive from that shoot and how well it was run. The lanes were good. I mean, everything that I've heard as a regional coordinator has been positive, which is a good thing.
Yep, that's a good thing. Well, also, that same weekend in Carnesville is Sambo's Archery.
Old
Sambo's putting on an archery tournament. So that's on still the same date.
Yep, and then following that, or on that same date, I guess, is Rocky Creek over in Dexter, Georgia. Don't know much about those guys, but I would imagine just as it's like everybody else that we've talked about thus far, I'm sure that they put on a good shoot. And those of you guys that are listening to us, if you shoot these local shoots and you've got some information, pass it on to us.
That's right.
Because it's hard to make every shoot. And
you can email georgiaarchery@gmail.com. Put in your information. I actually have just built, so that you speak about it. I was trying to finish the list before we started, but let's get this out. I have built this form. It's Archery Club's form, and it has all the information that I'll need to put on, not so much your dates, but just information. Because a lot of times you're like, well, where's that at? Well, I just told you it was Dewey Rose, but I need an address.
Right.
You know, and so I get, when I did this before, that was the biggest thing, is try to find the addresses and exactly. And if you look up some clubs, like Joag clubs are listed under the, you know, office spot or the person's house that is that's running the club. And that's not really where the club shoots at. So what I want is the, you know, location where you shoot.
Yeah.
So, so that form is accessed on the website, GeorgiaArchery.com. You can access it under archery clubs. Click it. There's a map that I'm actually putting clubs on as we speak. And then there's a form that if you don't see your club, put give me the information and we'll add it.
Yeah, it gives you gives us,
yep,
as shooters and then also as podcasters a central,
yeah,
just, place to go and look at the map and say, all right, this shoot is close to me, or I can hit this shoot and that shoot all in the same day,
yep,
because I can visually see it on a map now.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do, is trying to put all this so that everybody knows where this is. So anyway, where are we at? Oh, of course, we come back down, and there it is, Ogeechee Bowman, and it's a 14-14 field. And everybody goes, what's that? Ogeechee Bowman is at the L. Scott Shell Park in Savannah. They host they're great guys, Ricky and Tony and the rest of the crew down there. So this will be a 14-14 field. So essentially, it's one half of the round that we'd shoot for the state field.
Okay. And so what is the 14-14-14?
All right, so you'll shoot 14 targets in the regular field face, which is a black and white face. As
what we just shot or what?
Sort of.
Slightly different.
Yeah, the face is different. It's actually black and white.
Gotcha.
All right, and so then you'll shoot 14 animal targets.
So what we're shooting this weekend.
Sort of, but they'll be paper targets.
Paper targets, yep. Okay.
And they have a bonus ring in it, so you can shoot 11.
Okay.
All right, and then there's 14 of the field face, which is actually, the hunter face is actually what we shot this past weekend, was a black face with a white dot.
Okay, do you do that all in one day, or is it broken?
Yeah, all of those 14 is all in one day.
So that's a lot of errors.
Four errors at each target 14 times, keep counting.
Sounds like a day that you just bring a wagon and a cooler and a bunch of bottles of water and just fling arrows.
Their layout's real nice. It's just one straight down, one straight back, so it's 14 targets, and you can walk around. And what they do is they take a break between because they have to change faces.
Gotcha.
So the group will shoot 14. Everybody will start like it's shotgun start to the point where you start on target one, you start on target two, target three, target four, target five, and so when you come back around to the target you started on, you're done. Then you walk off, do your scores and stuff while they reset the course. You go back and you shoot the animal round, which animal round is actually one arrow if you hit the kill zone. And if you don't, then you get to shoot a second arrow and a walk up. It's there's a lot more rules to that. But for most of us, we hit it the first time, no big deal. Our bonus ring.
Professionals.
No, most of us. I mean, it's not that bad. I mean, okay. The kill on it on a lot of those targets are a lot bigger than a 10 ring on a.
And that's June the 9th.
Yeah, so
that's going to be another Saturday.
That's on that Saturday shoot. And the last thing on your list, you got it.
Is RBO.
Yep. River Bottom Outdoors.
River Bottom Outdoors. Scott Parrott and the gang over there are down there for us where we're located. That's going to be an ASA qualifier as well. And I know Scott and Tyler and Miss Kim and all of them, they do a phenomenal job. They put just like everybody else that we've talked about, but Scott really, really puts his heart and his soul into it. He always puts on a good shoot. I've shot over there a couple of times in the last year or so, and have really, really enjoyed myself over there. They got good, clean lanes, always selling hamburgers, hot dogs, and got plenty of drinks.
AC's running in the shop.
AC's running in the shop. So if you just rather hang out in the shop and pay your money to shoot, but don't go shoot.
No.
Come on now. I've heard some people doing that.
I'm not driving all the way over there without shooting my book.
Me neither. I'm definitely
going to
shoot.
But,
Scott, and if you guys find my X cutter from the first shoot of the year, I think it had recon veins on it. Yeah, I could use that again if y'all can find it, because I sure enough blanked the bell.
Well, that's an ASA qualifier.
Yeah.
So, and we're getting closer. So there's not as many ASA qualifiers. So you got, pool boys the week before. You got Scott's that week. and then there's one or two more, and then we'll be state championship.
State tournament.
Yep. So we're going to hold up. We ain't going to go any further than the 2 weeks, because 2 weeks is about as far as everybody can remember anyway. Mm. And we probably will do this again.
Yeah, weekend preview, man. I like that.
Weekend preview.
Weekend preview. We did kind of a two-week.
Yeah, we did a two-week preview. But that way everybody's going to sort of, get an idea of what's going on. And I guess we can do a review preview maybe next week.
Yeah.
And retouch these and talk about if we find out, well, how many folks had what and, who did what and how many, look at some scores and see how people did.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Well, it's been fun, man. I appreciate you having me on. Did you want to hit anything on the ASA in Augusta? I know we kind of touched on that.
Well, I like I said, I touched on it with David because I did talk about my wonderful first day and my not so wonderful second day. But and I hated that you couldn't make it because you did make the other shoot.
Yeah, I got to go to Columbus,
and so we sort of made a deal: who's gonna play at the shop and who's gonna play at the 3D range.
Yep. Yep. So that's what it takes, yep. And being that we work in the industry that we all dearly love, I mean, sometimes you got to do things like that.
Yeah.
So,
well, let me throw out a couple of things so that everybody can hear at the end, because we're going to talk about things. So this is new and interesting because we've been doing this. We're trying to put out as much content as possible a couple of times a week. Maybe a preview every week now. And then since Robbie's going to help me out, this sort of works out pretty good. Somebody to play off of. Mm-hmm. And if you have a question, comment, something you want to tell me, Robbie, whatever, you can email georgiaarchery@gmail.com.
Yep.
You can also find us on Facebook as Facebook/Georgia Archery. You can find us on Instagram as Georgia Archery. You can find us on Twitter. Guess what? It's Georgia Archery. Not hard to find. It's all spelled out. It's this big green logo with the blue Georgia behind it. And you can message whatever. We also have a webpage, which is being revamped as we speak. Pieces of it are coming back together. And like I said, it had been set dormant for 3 years. And Robbie kept poking me. You need to do this. You need to do this.
I've been saying it for a while, man. We need to get on this thing.
And, several other guys was like, oh, man, y'all just get this thing rolling. So we're started. And like I said, I started out on Podbean, and I've actually tried to get it uploaded. It takes everywhere else takes time. They got to review it, put it in everywhere else. So matter of fact, Stitcher sent me an email. It should be on Stitcher now. So if you listen on Stitcher, you should be able to find us.
Sweet. And I know that you told me earlier that working on getting it on iTunes, if you've got an iPhone or an iPad.
Yep. Google Play.
Also Spotify.
Yep. Spotify, Google Play, iTunes. We've submitted it to everywhere. And that's why we need to get a few more contents up so they can see it and all the information, all the stuff played out just fine. But
from the listeners, like shares, post,
that's
comments.
Right.
This is something that we are having a good time doing thus far and would definitely like to keep going. So if you've got ideas, topics that you want to hear talked about, got some input.
We want feedback. Yeah, we need feedback. So essentially we want everybody to share this on Facebook, share it on, post a picture of the Georgia Archery on Instagram, tell everybody that you're listening. There's a jersey in the works. So, yeah.
And we're also working on our makeshift studio. If you guys could see my mic stand now, you would get a chuckle, I believe.
But it's getting the job done.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's just going to be a continued slow work in progress. And hopefully before long, we've got this thing up and going and got a good place to do the weekend previews and the weekend reviews. I know you said earlier that you would like to do some YouTube content as well.
Yep.
Got to get back on the bow reviews. I know you've done some. I've done some. So we're going to continue to work on that and continue to grow that side of it. And,
yep.
There's a lot of great products out there that people just don't get to see or know too much about because there's not a lot of media on it.
Yep. So here's the other thing. If there's something you want to see us review, even if it's something that I don't personally shoot, tell us. I mean, I've seen touched and filled a bunch of different equipment. And we'll find out. We'll research it.
Well, that's like the B3 releases
right
now.
Yeah, the B3 releases.
Playing with those.
Yep.
That release that I'm playing with, I plan on doing a product review on it. But thus far, really, really feels good in the hand. I got a couple, technically three of them that I'm playing with, doing some comparisons to some other brands. And when we do these reviews, it won't be a shot at another brand. It's just helping spread the knowledge about the products and such.
And these are our opinions.
Oh yeah, basically.
So we're not bashing the product. We're never going to bash a product. Matter of fact, if I find a piece of product that I don't like, you won't see us review it.
No,
and I won't put the video up because I don't feel that it's right to go, this is a piece of crap. It's the worst thing you've ever seen. I don't believe in that because the man sitting next to me thinks this is the best thing since sliced bread, and there's no reason for me to bash that product over this product because essentially a Yugo will get you from point A to point B. It may not be the prettiest thing out there, but it'll get you there.
But it works.
And so the same thing with archery equipment. I mean, there's so much archery equipment out there today that all does the job.
Right. Well, you know, and from me being on the other side of the counter, I get asked all the time, you know, what do you shoot? What do you think about this? Or what do you think about that? And I won't really give an opinion on it unless I've got some experience with it. Just because I don't want to give some false information or feed you a line of something that, you know, really ain't true. I mean, if you've got, you know, a customer comes in and they've got a question.
Hearsay type thing.
Yep. I'm going to tell them what I know.
Yep.
Just because I broadheads or whatever. If I know it works, then I'll tell you I know it works. But if you ask me about a product that I don't have any experience with, I can't give you an honest opinion on it.
And you're going to tell them up front, you know, and that's what the thing is.
Absolutely.
If there's something you want us to look over and something you want us to review, just send us a message. Like I said, you can message us on Facebook. You can message George Archery on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I mean, it's all being monitored. The other side is that we want to get our views up. We want to get our listenership up. So when you like it and listen to it, share it. Tell everybody about it so that everybody else can hear it. So the more people that hear it, the more people that get. Here's the thing, and this is, you know, we're doing this out of the love of our heart. Nobody's paying us to do this. And I used to have the argument with someone when I did this before. It's like, well, you just da-da-da-da. I said, dude, nobody pays me. I'm not making any money to do this. This is not something I'm doing this because it was a need. The calendar that I used to do, which I'm trying to get updated again, was a need because they couldn't find it in four. You know, Facebook has 27, you know, what we just talked about, 20, almost 20 different clubs. And heck, I'm not friends with all them on Facebook.
Right.
And so it needs to be all located in one place. And that's why we did this.
Well, a perfect example, you know, several weeks back, the weekend of the 4-H state outdoor tournament, I left after the tournament and went, spent some time with my brother. We went to the Braves game. Well, I stopped at a gas station, somewhere up in Cobb County. I don't know exactly where I was. I just, up there where there's a whole bunch of people and big roads and nine lanes on one side and people driving like they're crazy. But I had my Walton County 4-H shooter shirt on and had a guy come up to me and ask me where there was a local 3D range because he saw my shirt. And I told him about Woody's, which we've been using the GON forum board for,
ever.
I know,
yep.
14 years or so now. But
it's not being utilized like it used to be with Facebook and other things.
But. Right. But the Georgia Archery webpage with the map will give everyone a perfect place to go and find something close to them.
Yep.
Remotely for the most part.
I mean, and you know, if you're.
And then if you want to plan a day trip, I know back in the day when we used to shoot two tournaments a day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we'd hit Hillsman and then turn around and shoot Lake Oconee, or we'd shoot Lake Oconee and catch 12 point on the way back or something like that.
Exactly.
And that map will give shooters an opportunity to do that, hopefully.
So like you said, the map that we're talking about is stuff that we're working on right now. And you need to fill out the form so that we have the information so I can pinpoint you on the map. And as a matter of fact, I was looking through the map and, you know, like I said, the website's 3 years old since it's been really, you know, refurbished. And there's some clubs that ain't even there no more. I mean, Redneck Archer Club's still on there.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Ace wasn't on there, but
was hosting shoots.
But Jersey was on there.
I got you.
As the host. Back when David was running that.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we have to go back through and knock off the ones that we know are gone. But some of those I don't know about, so I need the information. So what we're going to do is tighten it up, clean it up, and that's what we need your help with.
Got a lot of plans going forward.
Yep. So anything else you can think of?
No, man, other than, I guess this will go out on Thursday.
Thursday, Friday, something like that.
Something like that. Yep. So.
It'll definitely go out before the weekend because we talked about the weekend.
Yep, we got to. Weekend preview.
It'll probably go out before because I'll be on the drive time on Friday, so it'll be done by then. So.
Yeah. Well, everybody, y'all have a great weekend. We appreciate you guys listening and following along. Find one of these shoots that are close to you, even if you're a bow hunter. And I guess that's probably something that we should
mention. Yeah, where we go on
even if you're a bow hunter, a lot of these shoots have a buck class. So don't feel intimidated because you see a guy with a 30-inch front bar and a scope and a back bar and his bow looks like he's got satellite antennas coming off of it. Just because you're a regular bow hunter doesn't mean
it's purple or red.
Purple or red. Yeah. Hey, don't be hating because I know you got a couple of them too.
Mine ain't purple or red.
Hey, man, I like my Barney.
Mine's got green strings and blue strings.
So, yeah, even though you may be a bow hunter, find one of these local shoots and go shoot because there's no better way to prepare for shooting at a live animal than shooting at one that you don't know how far or even if you do know how far it is, it may be quartering slightly or whatever. The terrain's different. It's not shooting in the backyard. There's people around. It adds a little bit of pressure. This helps you really prepare for those times when you're sitting in a tree stand and that 33-point buck walks up and you don't know whether to shoot or jump out of the tree or whatever.
Yeah. Also, and you heard me stress this, we do this for free. So there's a donation button on the front of the webpage. You're more than welcome to make a little PayPal donation to help this. I can tell you this, that just the Podbean podcast stuff cost about $10 a month just to get that part started again.
And then we've also got
all kind of equipment. And we're
going to do it anyway, yeah. But a donation or two would certainly
help the pocketbook. I mean, I'm not, you know, and truthfully, we're looking for some sponsors too. Don't get me wrong. I mean, everybody has to have somebody to help out. You know, different people. We're lucky enough that where we happen to work, we'll be talking about, you know, Ace Archery because that's where we work at. And they let me sit here and do this after work, you know. And so we're utilizing, you know.
After hours time.
So.
But we enjoy it.
Yep.
It's fun. And it gives us the opportunity to sit around and chit-chat just a little bit. But chit-chat about things that we enjoy talking about.
Oh, of course.
You know. We live and breathe this stuff on a daily basis,
yep.
And this gives us an opportunity to do that. I know that we've also, we haven't mentioned it in this episode here, but we've also got plans on bringing in some guests. We've got a guy that we're going to bring in for some traditional guests, and then also got a guy that's a mental management guru, so to speak, on a local level, yeah. Or even on a national level. I mean, he's a former PGA
Don't go too far.
Don't go too far.
We ain't got the contract signed yet. Just kidding. But no, David Alligood, you know, he just happened to be in the neighborhood and that went out yesterday or, you know, whatever. And
also going to try to talk to some other sales reps.
Yep, sales reps, people who are shooting well in the state.
We're going to have this where we can have folks call in, talk to us,
or even, you know, show up or. Let's just so happen that I have a recorder in my back pocket and I walk up to you and say, hey, let's talk, you know. So that's what we're working on. Things that we're, you know, everybody's got a big picture, but we got to start somewhere. And this is where we started.
That's right. Well, man, I think we're close to like 40 minutes.
Yep.
In this episode. So probably I know my wife texted me a while ago, wanting to know what time I was going to be home because she's got
dark 30.
She's got wings cooked. So
wings.
Yeah, man. And she makes a good sauce that goes on the wings.
Some headed to your house is what you're saying.
Dude, you know where it's at?
I do. Anyway, before we tie this up and finish it up. We done talked about it one more time. Social media. You can find us on Facebook, Georgia Archery. Instagram, Georgia Archery. Find us on YouTube, Georgia Archery. Find us on Twitter, Georgia Archery. Website is www.georgiaarchery.com. That's all spelled out, one word, you know, just Georgia Archery spelled out.
All right.
And other than that, until next time, I'm Big John.
And I'm Robbie.
And we'll see you.